Good afternoon, Flag Branch and friends. Well, we reached the end of another week, and the Lord is still by our side. We have had a wonderful time together this week at Vacation Bible School. It has been one of the best attended we have had. I want to start by saying thank you to everyone who worked to make Vacation Bible School possible this year. Thanks to Sister V. Jordan, W. Jordan, G. Hawkins, L. Collins, Deacon E. Collins, and anyone else who worked with the classes. Thank you, M. Eddie, C. Rory, R. Millhead, O. Simpson, and anyone else who helped prepare food each day for us. And of course, a special thanks to Brother T. Funderburk for serving as director and organizer for Vacation Bible School. Without all of you, it wouldn't have been what it was. Also, I'd like to mention thank you, Brother XL Jordan, for driving the van and picking up the young people this week. The theme for the week was Celebrate Jesus. The teachers did a marvelous job staying with the theme for the week, which was evident by the presentations on Thursday from each class. Now allow me to put on my pastor's cap. There are going to be times when we don't see things the same way, and that's because we don't have perfect knowledge. But the important thing is that we keep seeking the truth and never ever allow any disagreement on how we understand things to affect our love for each other. As the hymn writer penned, we will all understand it better by and by. Also, we all have our unique ways of doing and saying things. And while you may not do or say something the way someone else does, and even feel offended, remember the reverse can be said of you. None of us are the same, and that's a good thing. We should celebrate our uniqueness and learn and grow spiritually from it. Finally, a reminder to all men of our practice tomorrow at 12 o'clock p.m. for Men's Day. You can still bring a song if you have one. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Let's work to be the best father we can be. Happy birthday to Kay Jordan on Saturday. Valinda and I will celebrate our 28th year of marriage if we live to see tomorrow. Keep Pastor D. Chambers of St. Davie in your prayers, who is recovering from a serious illness. Let's have a wonderful, safe, and joyous weekend, and I hope to see you in the Lord's house on the Lord's Day. Blessings.